Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AgeOfTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Folks, buckle your seatbelts, pull them tight. Gerald Celente is a force. You're not going to want to. You're not going to be safe sharing, spending some time with him unless you're buckled up really tight. He's the guy who wrote the book Trends 2000, which is turned out to be a book of prophecy. He's the guy who's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, publishing the Trends Journal, which comes out on a monthly basis. And also, he's a trends tracker. You won't let me call him a futurist. He's our good friend Gerald Celente. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
And thank you for all that you do in helping the people create their own future, and that's what it's really all about. Either you create it or someone else is going to do it for you.
That's exactly right. So you were telling me off the air that you're kind of sad these days. Tell me what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm seeing what's going on with the country. Look at the cover of the Trends Journal. It's USA, and we have it crossed out, and we have it. We changed the U to a D, and it's DSA, Divided States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it like this before.
Do you think we're? One of the things I've said, I want to know if you think this is hyperbole on my part. I've said that we're in as dangerous a condition in the United States of America today. The closest we've been before the last time was during the Civil War.
I would agree. We've been around a long time. I'm as old as Trump. And I've never seen anything like this. There's never been anything like this.
When you say this, tell the audience what you mean by this.
This being that, it's America's a nation divided. As I said, we've never seen this before in modern times. And as the temperatures rise this summer, all it's going to take is a flashpoint, whether it's...
I've never seen people be as religious about their ideology.
Well, that's what I was going to say. On an individual level...
They're religious about their ideology, aren't they?
Yes. On an individual level, there's no room for discussion. Facts don't matter. Only belief systems, just like you're saying, and personal preferences do. Expressions of opinion. When you challenge them with hard data, they're viewed as a direct attack. How dare you not believe in my belief system?
I have friends that are liberal Democrats... who loved Obama, and all the years that he was in the office, they were still my friends, even though they loved him and supported him. While I was pointing out that his policies, I didn't have any problem with the man. I just had a problem with his policies. They were not good for small business. It was just a fact of the numbers were there. We were friends all the time that Obama was in, but when I started pointing out that with all of his warts, President Trump was doing things that were actually good for small business, some of them stopped being my friend.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Friends can't
they
be
couldn't,
friends.
They couldn't return the favor to me that I gave to them.
Friends can't be friends if they espouse different political beliefs, and even family members are at war with each other.
Yeah.
And again, we've lost
intellectual honesty, haven't we?
Yes, it's become again ideology. You talk about Obama. And again, I'm a political atheist. When Bush's war was going on, but the same thing among Democratic Party faithful, who yearn, to bring back Obama. Any mention of his murderous war policies and quote, "I'm really good at killing people," drone strike record. It's a fact. That's his quote. Which has killed thousands of innocent people and destroyed entire nations. He's bailing out of the banksters like you talked about.
Right.
He's backtracking on campaign pledges to prosecute the Wall Street criminals. his doubling up of the national debt, his signing the National Defense Authorization Act on New Year's Eve 2011 when nobody was watching, that robs American citizens of the habeas corpus rights.
Right.
His being candidate Obama going to the Rust Belt and saying how folks,
Let me finish.
And then pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Don't forget the Iranian deal.
Well, again, I'm in favor of the Iranian deal. Because Iran, you know, if you look at the history of Iran, nobody wants to talk about
it. Well, I'm not
America
in favor of it, but you're still my friend.
America overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953.
So,
but people
folks,
don't talk about that part of it.
We're going to continue. I'm going to get to Gerald to focus forward a little bit and see where we are now and where we're going. Get his thoughts on that. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. 2012. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.